Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5. The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Trent Dilfer, head coach at Lipscomb Academy, also former NFL quarterback as well. Trent, what's going on, man? How you doing?
How we doing? Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. So, Trent, we'll get to a big game tomorrow for Lipscomb coming up here in just a second. But I want to start with the Titans and Ravens this weekend. A lot of talk this week about Lamar Jackson maybe being figured out, quote-unquote, around the league. Do you buy into that at all? Do you think teams have started to figure out Lamar Jackson? What are you seeing from the Ravens quarterback this year?
I don't know if it's figuring him out. I think what they're trying to do is take away what he does best. And the Ravens offense, when you study it, it's obviously misdirection, power run game with him as a threat as a runner. That creates a lot of conflict for your inside players. You know, you got to be gap secure on defense, and he makes you very un-gap secure. So they're adding an extra player in the middle of the football field to help take that away. It also helps with the awesome crossing route packages they have. So the Ravens, when they're dynamic in the passing game, use a lot of crossing routes. They really eat up the middle of the football field. So defenses are adding an extra player to help in the run game, help in the cross-route passing game, and saying, okay, if you're going to beat us, you're going to have to throw the ball outside the numbers. That's not what Lamar does best. Now, I think the Ravens don't need to necessarily do that just because teams are adding an extra player in there. I think they need to do what they do and do it better. But I think they've fallen into the trap of letting the defense dictate terms. And any time offensively you let the defense dictate terms of where you go with the football, you're playing into their hands. So I think it's a subtle adjustment the Ravens can make, and I think they're going to get back to their dynamic ways offensively.
So let's go to the other quarterback, Trent. Ryan Tannehill, what have you thought of what he's done here? And people are always going to want to compare him to the Miami version of Ryan Tannehill. But what do you think of him as a player right now? And I guess, is it surprising to you to see him perform like this?
I think he's been fantastic. I'm a huge Ryan fan. I'm a huge Arthur Smith fan. I think it's been a great marriage. I think what the Titans have done is they've identified Ryan's DNA as a player. He's very good at extended drops. He's very good in play action. He's very good at the movement game. Pushes the ball down the field. I think he's as good a second level passer as there is in football. They obviously utilize his athleticism. I think what happened to the Dolphins, they tried to put a square peg into a round hole and make him a spread quarterback in the quick passing game. He can do that, but that's not his DNA. You know, that's not what he's going to make his money on. So Arthur's done a great job of multiple personnel packages, lots of play action, utilize the runner well and let Ryan push the ball down the field. Offensively, hasn't been their problem. If you look at the Titans as they've struggled here recently, it's third down defense, fourth down defense. They're not getting off the field, and obviously special teams. And people kind of just in passing talk about special teams, but it's truly as important as your offense and defense. And the Titans for a while were very good on teams, but Brett Kern gets hurt, one of the best punters in football. They showed some leakage in their return game, in their coverage game. And next thing you know, they're getting taken advantage of. And that poor get-off-the-field defense has led to their little slide here.
Lipscomb Academy head coach Trent Dilfer on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Trent, I'm interested. It used to be, the quarterbacks would come in the league, and the conversation was, hey, if they're not, 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", it's going to be difficult to win with these guys. But you see Drew Brees come in, Russell Wilson come in, now Kyler Murray. Not the biggest guys, but they're obviously really, really good at what they do, really effective at quarterback. How have they been able to overcome what some may perceive as a disadvantage of the lack of size?
Well, it's pretty simple. The game used to be played in a scrum, both in the run game and the pass game. A lot of bodies around the line of scrimmage, vertical drops in the passing game, vertical run game, less space being used horizontally. You needed to be big. You needed to be tall. Stature was a big player in the quarterback position. In the last 10, 15 years, you've seen the game go sideline to sideline. Was the game becomes more horizontal, there's more space. More space, you don't have to be as big. You don't have to be as tall. Athleticism, you know, the best athlete now at every high school is playing quarterback. So the talent pool is much bigger, and they're different shapes, sizes, different talent sets, different skill sets. As the game changes, you know, what is needed to win at the quarterback position changes. And, you know, we've been seeing this trend forever, but to still use, you know, antiquated 1980s evaluation of a quarterback is just silly. There's all different kinds of quarterbacks. Some are 6'5" and great. Some are 5'10" and great. At the end of the day, are you productive? Can you get the job done? And can you fit whatever offense is being run by the team that it takes you in college or takes you in the NFL?
And, of course, a guy you worked with, Trent, Tua in Miami. It's his time now. He's done very well. What have you seen from him? What do you believe he can be in this league?
I think he can be as good as anybody. He's an incredible talent. He's a great learner. He's got incredible instincts. I think he just became over-scrutinized after the injury. And if you go back a couple years, it was Tank for Tua, right? He was clearly the number one prospect in all of college football. Nothing changed from his skill set. In fact, he only got better. He had a really bad injury. He rehabbed it appropriately. The doctors gave him it cleared him medically. And now he's playing with a ton of confidence. I love what the Dolphins are doing. They're not leaning on him as a young player to win the game. He's part of the offense. He's not the centerpiece of the offense. And I think that's a good thing for a young player. They're very good defensively. They're very good on teams. They've surrounded him with a really good team. I think that's really important as well. And you can see signs of his graduate level play. Especially in the red zone. I think you look at third down, you look at the red zone for young players, and you know if they're going to make it. And I think all three of these young quarterbacks, Herbert, Burrow, and Tua, have showed that they're way beyond their years in terms of playing the position. You can see that manifest itself on third down and in the red zone.
Lipscomb Academy head coach Trent Dilfer on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Trent, I remember back in the day being a young kid growing up here in Nashville, being a Titans fan, used to hate the Ravens and that rivalry in the AFC Central. You obviously very familiar with that rivalry quarterback for the Ravens. What do you remember of the rivalry against the Titans and what those games were like back in the day?
Well, I think there was a lot of respect, for one. The makeup of the teams is very similar. Physical, nasty defenses. I mean, people forget, but the Titans actually were the number one ranked defense the year that we won the Super Bowl until late in the season. So it was a battle for one and two, battle for one of best defenses. So just the physical nature. I think, you know, obviously with Steve and Eddie George, offensively they had some flash and sizzle, and Mason. I mean, they were really dynamic offensively too. That we were not. We were kind of like watching paint dry offensively. But I think there's a huge respect, and I think there was a challenge. I mean, it became kind of that, hey, we got to go to Tennessee and play this team twice, and they couldn't have a bigger challenge. So we were up for the challenge. I know the fans made a lot out of it, but I know after the game it was always a slobber knocker, and you were done with it, and you respected and win or lose even more after the game than you did before the game.
Since you've been here, Trent, anybody still mad at you for that game?
I'm trying to get people on my side. It's been rough. I mean, everywhere I go, every grocery store I go to, no matter what, I hear about it. And I have been a really good Titans apologist, which is good. I mean, I'm a huge fan now that I'm here. I think Mike Vrabel is as good a coach as there is in football. I love how they run their program. Yeah, they're in a tough stretch right now, but I really believe in the direction of the Titans, their leadership, befriended some of their players. So I've become a huge fan. I mean, I'm still a Raven, obviously. Was at the game last year in the playoffs. They were honoring me pregame, so that would put me in a weird situation. But I watch every Titans game. I root for them. I'm excited for them. I'm trying to get the fans on my side here because some of them still hate me, I think, just because I was on those Ravens teams.
So, Trent, obviously a big game coming up for Lipscomb Academy on Friday against the ECS Eagles. I'm curious, what's it been like for you and your team this year in getting to this point with everything that's gone into just being able to get on the field and play this year, now to be at this point in the playoffs. What's this journey been like?
There's not enough time to explain. It's been relentless. And really rewarding to see our community. I remember my press conference when I took the job 22 months ago. I was like, hey, let me tell you, it's going to take everybody. We're really bad. I mean, it was a terrible program when I got here. And I said, it's going to take everybody to make this a good program. And it's taken everybody just to get to Friday nights. Our kids have done an incredible job protecting themselves, protecting their families, protecting the team. Our administration's developed really, really sound protocols. Our coaches have done a fantastic job of not just coaching but parenting during the day. But it's relentless. It's every single day, all hands on deck to protect our people. And it's not just the kids that you have under your care. It's who they go home to. So we've had to restructure everything. We've spent countless hours on scheduling and protocols and flow, and I mean, just eating a meal as a team becomes an ordeal to keep people safe. So we've kind of done everything we can. I don't know if we've done it perfect, but we've done it the best we can, and our kids have thrived through this. I think the biggest thing is our kids have come in from being quarantined in the spring and summer and have thrived being around other people. You know, I've said this publicly a bunch of times. I think social distancing is the stupidest term ever invented. I'm cool with physical distancing, but social distancing applies to a teenager that they can't have social connections, and teenagers need social connections. They need to be part of something bigger than themselves. So providing an environment where they can still be part of something bigger than themselves, still have that social connection, and still protect each other in the process has been a challenge, but it's been really rewarding.
And Trent, big picture, just on this job, you know, talking to you as you were getting going on it, I know you were, you know, there was so much excitement, but so much going into it as well. What has it been like relative to your expectations?
It's been as reward. People always ask me, "Are you having fun?" No, it's not fun. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my professional career. It's been such a challenge. You influence so many lives. You get to put together, people ask me all the time, what are you? And I say, I think I'm a team builder. I enjoy building, dynamic teams, not just teams, meaning football squads, but just teams in general, teams of people, finding the right mix of people to create the ultimate influence for not just our players, but our community has been incredibly challenging, but incredibly rewarding. I just did this morning. I do a coffee with Coach for our booster club at 8 o'clock on, 7 o'clock on Thursday mornings, and being able to talk about all the cool things that are happening in our community because of the team of people that influences our community. So rewarding. I mean, you see it in coaches, developmental coaches. You see it in expert coaches. You see it in kids. You see it in the training staff. You see it in, the auxiliary staff you bring in. From a nutritional standpoint, from a strength and conditioning standpoint, tutors, the atmosphere on campus has changed. There's more enthusiasm. There's more excitement. I mean, I can go on and on and on, and all of this is because of a team of people that have kind of laid down their ambition, because high school football is not an ambition play, right? It's a purpose play, and they're fulfilling their purpose by pouring into young people and pouring into the community, and it's just been so rewarding to see.
Liscombe Academy head coach and former NFL quarterback Trent Dilfer has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexo. Trent, appreciate you so much for taking time to join us. Good luck tomorrow against ECS. Wish you the best of luck with Liscombe Academy moving forward here, man.
Thanks, guys. Big challenge. Defending state champs. We got our work cut out for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Going to be a great game tomorrow for Liscombe Academy against ECS. And great to get his perspective on here for a former NFL quarterback, a former Ravens quarterback, and looking ahead to that game between the Titans and the Ravens. Feels like the Ravens, with some adjustments, they could get back to being the offense they were a year ago.
Yeah. I mean Dilfer is he's a great analyst. You know, every time he talks football, you learn something. I mean, he really digs in on stuff. I've always enjoyed his analysis. Interesting that he is – interesting comments there on Vrabel, by the way.
Yeah.
Vrabel is a coach, Arthur Smith, and – you know, good for him for trying to get Titans fans on his side. I'm sure over time he'll be forgiven.
When we come back, are the Titans potentially catching the Ravens at the perfect time heading into this game? We'll get into that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.